The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
When was the last time you had really good Texas-style barbecue? Eric's Family Barbecue, the way it's supposed to taste. Always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Eric's Family Barbecue uses only 100% fresh meat, slowly smoked over mesquite wood until it's juicy and delicious. We all know their brisket is the best, but have you tried their pulled pork, pork ribs, or rib tips? Amazing, and their sides are all house-made. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
Idiot.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-P-D.
I got two things. We got to bring this up now. This is disappointing, depressing, and sad for us. The Happy Endings comedy show that we've been working on for months and months and months has had so many hiccups and so many scheduling issues and so many guys who could, then couldn't, then could, then couldn't, that we've decided to postpone it. And it kills me because we had some good stuff lined up for a little bit. We had a few like thumbs ups and then just getting approval for timing. And then the guys couldn't do it. And then Josh Blue was going to do help us out, and he's going to be the middle. We had Marlon Wayans, we had Josh Blue, the names just get tight.
Jeffrey Ross.
Jeffrey Ross was, well, that was a fix later. He's still going. We were trying to shoehorn ourselves in with Jeffrey Ross, and it was not our show, but it was going to be our show, and we tried so many things. So this year's festival, or comedy show, not going to happen at a normal time. So, Happy Endings, it's going to be New Beginnings sometime next year. It's just the scheduling. COVID ruined everything.
Spring fever.
I feel terrible for Larry trying to like schedule a concert. Like you get half a thumbs up for months, and you're like, okay, we'll mark it down, and then like, I got another gig or whatever. And the contracts say you got to do it, and then but if another job comes along where they get more, they can leave. And oh, it's crazy. It's nuts. And there's so many of them that we had locked and didn't have locked, and then it came and it went, and it just started to get to the point where we were scrambling. And we knew we were scrambling, so we're just going to wait. I got an email from a guy named Henry who goes all the time. He's like, what's going on? Ah, stinks, but we don't want it to suck, and we don't want it to be last second and get guys to fly in for like 25 minutes. And we want it to be good, so we're gonna move it. And I'm wanting to get it around the Super Bowl and have a redo around then because that'd be awesome. Super Bowl's in town, so all these comedians that can come through. And yeah, some of the names that are going to be bouncing in and out of Stand Up Live, pretty awesome. So we'll keep trying, but that kind of ate a big fat D over the last couple months of planning and meetings and scheduling. And Matt Komen over at Stand Up was great, and the folks over at Celebrity were awesome, and trying to get dates right, and it just fell apart. It happens. The world of live shows, it's not easy. Unless we got to book it in February to make December right, and even then it might not go.
But it's better than just throwing something together.
Exactly.
I mean, what are we going to do? Have Gilroy headline?
We will not have Gilroy headline anything. No. No.
What?
Gilroy won't even headline his own funeral. Gilroy will be the opening feature of his own death. Or he'll be the only one there. But so there's that. So sorry to everybody who was like asking me.
The comedic day of infamy.
No. Oh, yeah, that's not going to happen either. We don't get the local comics. But we'll do that again for New Beginnings.
Yes.
Happy Endings is sad this year, but New Beginnings. We're working on it. But yeah, it's a pain in the ass. Larry had an entire U-Fest fall through his fingers.
Yeah.
You should have seen this lineup. Holy smokes. I'm looking at this. I'm like, bam, bam, bam. Like, this is huge. And then one by one, scheduling issues, flights, can't get out of here until that day. And like we can commit, but we're not going to get there. It's like, got to bail this, got to move the day, move the whole day. Everybody accommodates. Nope, now we can't do it. It's like, it's crazy. I mean, we had one guy have to cancel because it was a daughter's birthday. With the day we were going to move to. And like, we got this lined up, go to the headline. Now I can't, my daughter's birthday that weekend. So we were working on it. It's not going to happen. The beer's still happening, though.
It will happen, just not when it normally
happens. Don't say it will, because I thought for sure this was, too.
Damn it.
It should happen. New beginnings, Brett. Hope. Don't you love hope? But, yes, we got that. But the beer is going to come out anyway. Holmberg Bound always gets unveiled like a couple days before the big show, and then we knock out kegs like crazy.
Such a fun night.
Oh, it's a blast. We're going to do that anyway, and that's going to happen next Wednesday, right? I believe next Wednesday's the night we're going over there to Four Peaks in Tempe so you guys can get your hands on Holmberg Bound. Delicious. Red IPA. And I know you're like, I don't like IPAs. You'll like this one. People who don't like IPAs like this beer. It's outstanding. Great winter beer, too. Holmberg Bound is going to happen. And the best part is it benefits our friends over at the Humane Society. Money, when you buy the Holmberg Bound, goes to the Arizona Humane Society and our furry little friends over there. You can pre-order your own six-packs now at 98kupd.com. And the first 98 orders, and I don't know if we've already hit that or not, probably, we'll get a custom Holmberg Bound pint glass. But keep trying. The computer might screw it up and we have to give away extras. Six-packs will be picked up Wednesday, December 7th, right there at Four Peaks in Tempe, and we're going to be out there goofing around with you guys, doing all sorts of stuff, and handing over cash and love to our friends at the Humane Society while we guzzle beer. Beer and puppies? Forget it. That's the way life needs to be. So all that out of the way, business stuff, which stinks. I hate telling you guys that we dropped the ball on that thing, but we did, so what are you going to do? Sometimes that happens. I can make you happy, though, because you know that freak show that is the the Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Office of Spent Fuel and Waste Disposition in the U.S. Department of Energy? You know that bald guy that wears much lipstick and the dresses? Openly gender fluid. His name is Sam Brinton, and everybody's like, well, hopefully this works out. You know, it's a diversity hire. We all know that. And everything. He was in an airport in Minneapolis, and he stole some lady's bag off the carousel and left with it.
Oh, jeez.
And so... like video footage, like easy to spot. So they're like, that's my bag. Where? See that bald guy with too much lipstick on in that dress? Yeah, that's my bag. So he's getting in his car and all that, and he's leaving. And turns out he didn't even check a bag. He was down there stealing. So just not a good moment there for this, but it's hilarious because I thought to myself, what would happen if my bag got stolen?
If you were to guess, what is he going to be in trouble for?
Well, I mean, the lady has nice style. He liked the bag inside of it. There was two.
But you'd think, I guess, man, that's scary.
You can't steal somebody's bag.
I know. I'm just saying, you think about that grift idea.
Oh, it's been happening. Yeah. Remember those people at Sky Harbor that would go over and just start swiping them? They didn't really have a thing. But, that's the best moment. Can you fire this person? A gender fluid bald man with lipstick and a nice dress?
Might be a promotion.
I would, but they
might
won't.
Might be a promotion.
They won't. They can't. No. Like, it would just be, it would look terrible.
Yeah.
Like,
I think in this situation.
I don't know. I think if I was a bald guy in a dress with lipstick on, I'd be stealing stuff all the time going, what are you going to do about it?
It's not a bad idea.
You bigot. Yeah, wander around. I can do it.
Get away with anything.
Lipstick in the dress, be like, you can't get mad at me. I'm.
Rob a bank, whatever.
2022.
Who cares?
Yeah. Because you can't really describe it. Who stole from you? Oh, I was a bald guy, lipstick. Dress? Why didn't you kick his ass? Sounds like an easy fight. I'm not beating up a
whatever it is.
I can't. I don't know. I think it's illegal to do it. I think I'd get in. Like if that was on TMZ, I'd look like a jerk.
He could go full. Hey, that's on film. That wasn't me.
Wasn't me. I don't. That's not my dress. It's my argument that goes back for years. To if I was a black guy, I could kill all the white people I wanted easily and get away with it. Just wandering through Brady's neighborhood. Dressed as a slave, holding chicken and a watermelon, and just shooting white people like crazy. Because when the witnesses see it, try to tell the
police,
what did you see here? There's a black man dressed as a slave. He had watermelon in one hand, chicken. All right, enough of you. Who are we looking for? It's like, he's right. I'm like, this whole neighborhood's racist. Screw you guys. We're not looking for anybody. I was a Mexican, sombrero, big guitar.
23 people, horrible accident, ruled.
Like 18 babies running around me, carriages, strollers, weed whacker, leaf blower, just killing white people. Just offing them. What'd you see? Mexican guy, big sombrero, playing guitar, singing. Ay, 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 ay. Had
backpack,
a leaf blower.
Yeah,
had it all going on. And he had a whole bunch of kids around him, and he was eating a burrito, and he was shooting at us. All right, that's enough of you. So this is kind of that. What was it? Ah, some twink in a dress, bald guy, lipstick. Ah, get out of here with that talk. Nobody did that. The lady stole the bag. Lady had $2,500 worth of stuff in it. This dude works for the Department of Energy. He's an MIT grad. That's what everybody said when they hired him. It's like, oh,
But more than qualified.
More than qualified. A decent person. Turns out, steals this lady's bag. 2 hours after the interview, he allegedly called the investigating officer and admitted to not being completely honest about the information. He mistakenly took the navy blue bag. He was tired from his trip. He got nervous upon realizing the bag belonged to someone else and got to his hotel room. And not knowing what to do, he allegedly told police that he left the women's clothes in a hotel room drawers, took the bag with him to keep up appearances.
So he tried to tap dance.
So, and I hate to say it, turns out, bald dude with too much lipstick on and a dress, a little bit unstable. I didn't see that at all. I didn't see that coming. Not saying nothing about nothing, but I didn't see that coming.
I was so tired. I just, yeah. Anyway. I know I didn't check a bag, but I was so tired I wanted to pick one up.
Big on kink. If you want to check him out, you can see his work at kink101.com, where he teaches kink stuff on the side of being a nuclear waste engineer. That's, you know.
I remember someone sent me the picture of he, and then he was with another guy, mm-hmm. or another person. I don't, but they were on their way to some White House ball.
Sure.
Or something.
Dressed to the nines.
Ooh, balls. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll go to that. Anyway. So, turns out, nuclear engineer in a dress with too much lipstick and no hair at all. Yeah. Not exactly your favorite person in the world. But did get a lot of nice ladies' clothes out of that bag. I wonder if he kept any of the clothes.
So he left it.
Not all of them. Maybe a few things that the lady thought she packed and he's wearing. She's going to see him at his next nuclear engineering meeting wearing some stolen clothes.
Hey!
You got to fire him, right?
Yeah.
You got to fire him. Yeah. But it's impossible to do that nowadays. Man in a dress? I'd go to work in a dress. If I was on the edge of, like, if I worked at KDKB, I'd be in a dress every day. I would come in here because the ratings are garbage and like everybody's on the like almost get, they're on the hair getting fired all the time. I'd wear a dress to work every day.
It'd
every
hard not to
day.
Think like if he's in the nuclear side of things too. Yeah. What do you do for some handbags? Other countries like, hey, we'll give you a blue handbag. You like that one?
What are you talking about?
I'll share secrets.
You think
you want some hard drives?
Yeah, you think other nations are bribing our nuclear waste disposition
well,
engineer?
The guy's stealing. Well,
with Samsonite?
There's an opportunity if he's stealing them off
with
of
some bags.
Yeah, you know how easy it is? Get this designer bag over there.
I don't know what he does that would require bribes in the first place.
Hey, if you just buy that guy over there a dress and a bag, he's a putty in your hands.
Maybe that's why he's upset he's doing it, because I'm not getting paid. I'm not getting
I'm not
brass.
Helping you at all, Saudi Arabia. Do you like Balenciaga? Ooh, nuclear stuff for you. I don't think it works.
I'm your Huggy
much.
Bear.
Yeah, I would wear a dress to
you
work
get
every
nuclear
day.
Secrets? Yeah. You get nuclear secrets?
I don't know if he even knows that. But they're buying him bags. They're wooing him.
It's that easy.
I'm going to get a Gucci bag, I tell you what. Something about his lipstick makes me horny. We need those nuclear secrets. What do we do? Bribe him with beautiful bags and dresses?
Subscribe to Kink 101.
And they started off saying, if I'd taken the wrong bag, I'd have been happy to return it, but I don't have any clothes for another individual. It was my clothes. And then he said, nah, I lied to you about it. I'm unstable. You might have guessed by the lipstick and dress.
Here's some secrets.
Anyway. For Balenciaga shoes. Ooh, Jimmy Choo's. Size 14 Jimmy Choo's. That's me.
Here are the codes.
Here's nuclear stuff. The whole bag of them. Well, I don't like that he swap-a-ruined bags. This guy might have a bag full of secrets. And he grabbed the wrong bag, which means somebody else got his bag. He didn't check one.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah, that was like the Brady
bag
Bunch.
Full of Remember the, secrets.
When Mike had the drawings and then they had the Yogi Bear.
In the tube.
In the tubes. They had the, yeah, and they swap-a-rood. Anyway, I don't know. But I'd wear a dress every day. If you're sitting there thinking, man, we're about to get fired here at work or there's going to be cutbacks, the economy's not that great. You're looking around at a bloated office. Start showing up in a dress. They can't fire you. I know it's tough to leave the house. Honey, I'm doing it for the family. Now, where's my rouge? Does that look nice? Do I smell good?
Where's my stilettos?
You smell beautiful, honey.
I'm going to try to get a free bag out of this. I think I might blow Johnson.
You're actually blowing the other employees?
I got to stay employed, goddammit. It's for you.
I got fired. You're the owner of the company.
I know.
Now Ruby's running it?
What is that? I don't know. Jeff turned a corner, and now I can't get rid of him. Anybody need a blowjob or some coffee? I'm getting up. God damn it, he's a hell of an employee now. Walks like a giant lumbering lesbian, though. Anyway, it's just a weird world, so I don't think you can fire him. I don't think Biden's going to go out of his way to can him. And then you got to replace him with an equal, because otherwise you look like, we're going back to the old drawing board and just get a guy in a suit. It looks like you've gone backwards in time.
How do you get an equal to that?
Yeah, you don't. I mean, you have to get RuPaul's friends in there. A nuclear physicist, Ru. Good luck finding another MIT nuclear engineer that likes dressing like that. Anyway, I laugh at the situation because I'm here for the jokes. The world's gotten so absurd that our tranny nuclear engineer decided to steal a few bags out of the Minneapolis airport. And everybody's kind of like, I don't want to say anything.
Did you see anything?
The funny thing is that this story, this dude stole a bag. And because he's in a dress and lipstick, like us talking about it, we're the ones running a risk by making fun of it, right? Anybody else, you can make fun of that. It's hilarious, blah, blah, blah. Nope, you're running the risk. You can't do that. How dare you? They had a story about the guy who shot up the gay club a couple weeks ago, right? He identifies as non-binary, non-gender. They were very careful.
No one touched it.
They were very careful to do his pronouns they and them, because that's what we're worried about, not the guy that went into the club and shot people.
Right.
We had to make sure his pronouns were right.
Oh, she'd get canceled.
Or you're going to get in trouble for realsies. Like, you'll lose your job. How dare you call that shooter a he? It's a dick and a gun. That's a guy. Sorry. F*** you. I don't care about his pronouns once he killed a bunch of people. Idiots. He prefers they and them. I prefer he didn't shoot up a room. He doesn't get say anymore. He gets to be called asshole and everything else I want to call him besides they and them. If that's what he wants, I'm doing the opposite.
That's very insensitive.
Okay.
What a jerk.
Yep, I'm the jerk.
Well, they gets life in prison with good. The dudes.
Yes. Yeah. Dream come true. They can suck my I can't believe that was an anyway. So, dude in a dress, lipstick, sitting in Biden's office. Saying, what'd you do that for, man? What's going on, man? Stealing bags, bad. Oh, you know, I got confused. I was sleepy.
You're unstable, I think.
If he figures that out, yeah, then you
Biden
know.
Yeah, I mean.
Gotta get rid of him, break. Gotta get rid of him. He's unstable, I tell you.
You hired him.
I know.
I did?
What? The vice president is a woman? What?
It starts coming back to him.
He has those moments of clarity. Who's this lady yelling at me? It's the vice president. When did that happen? You did it.
Oh, sweet Jesus. You're telling me I hired that?
What's that one over there? The bald with too much lipstick in the dress. That's your nuclear disposition.
When did that happen?
Sir, you need to lay down. There's a lot.
No. It's three words. I've lost my mind.
Anyway, so that's today's real fun stuff on top of yesterday's. That's kind of another segment of
what the f*** going on?
But it's really fun, and I hope it happens to me at an airport where it's like, who stole your bag, sir? Well, you're not going to believe it.
I'll try me.
It's about a 6'1" man, bald, completely shaved head, tons of red lipstick like the Joker, beautiful red dress, tight-fitting, high heels, and gloves up to his elbows.
We're going to find that person, I guarantee it. This is not going to be a tough search.
It's going to be a slap on the hand.
Yeah, nothing will happen. An apology. That's it. Anyway, what are you going to do? Wear a dress to work if you're on the bubble. Suit up, gents. It's the only way to stay alive.
If you want to live, come with me. You have to go to Lane Bryant's and get you some clothes.
So many people at Amazon and Twitter are putting on dresses right now.
Oh, Twitter has got to be just loads of dudes in skirts. Hey, Gary, what are you wearing there?
Oh, you know, just changing some stuff up.
You're afraid you're going to get fired, aren't you? You son of a bitch, that's brilliant.
Who fired you? Some, Elon Musk.
Even he's doing it. Yeah, it's great. It's a weird world. So, Try a skirt on, maybe some stockings. You might look cute. Might even get a raise.
You play your cards right.
We got hot releases coming up in a little bit. It's 98.
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.